This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
What day is it, Bart Scott?
Freaky Fridays and Effin Fridays.
It is. And it's the extended weekend.
Ooh.
So there's just so much happening right now in this moment. And there's a lot of people that always just say, man, I can't wait for this part of the show. Can't wait for this part of the show. And so when it's a Effin Friday, Freaky Friday, heading into an extended weekend, it's hour number three of our show. What does that mean?
You go in there, you call your girl, you kick the door in and say, baby, it's the power hour. Wah, ah, ah. Scream all you want, the cops ain't coming. It's the power hour. What? Because Freaky Friday is too so.
Kick the door down. That poor guy. People need to understand the reference. We had a caller once tell us that he tried that with his wife, where he came home from work.
Yeah.
And he walked in the house and he declared it was the power hour.
Yeah.
And she had him sleep on the couch that night.
What?
And that, yeah.
He should have like power hour himself then. Like, yeah. I don't need you. It's the power hour.
Like, when you deliver something like that, when you walk in the house.
Yeah, you got to know.
And you are going to, like, you're going to say something like that. I mean, you got to bring like, all the energy you possibly can bring it.
Yeah,
and make sure that when you deliver it the way you deliver it, her only reaction is.
Come on, daddy.
Right?
Yes, daddy.
And then after that, of course, if the kids are around.
Hell no. Go outside and play with your brother. Here's $10.
Mom, come
take some ice cream.
Yeah, mom, come take the kids. Just take them out. Take them to friendlies. Like something. Just get them out of the house. Because it's Freaky Friday. It's Barton Hahn. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott.
Out at night. What?
ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And tonight we'll see. So the Warriors advance to the NBA Finals. Tonight we'll see if the Celtics can do the same. They're home in Boston for Game 6, playing the Heat. Heat are leaking oil. Injuries everywhere. Tyler Hero's got a groin issue. He's got a blue steel issue as well. But he's also going to try to play through it. Kyle Lowry has a lot of different things going on with him physically. He's not 100%. Jimmy Butler got the knee issue. Bam Adebayo has a Robert Williams III issue that he's dealing with. Like, there's a lot going on in this series physically for both teams. But if you're the Celtics, the Warriors are going to sit around for 6 days, getting themselves ready, getting themselves healthy for June 2nd, which is when the NBA Finals begin. Game one, that'll be at Golden State, regardless of who wins in the East. So it's like you're just – tonight you're watching this game, and here's what I'm watching for. Boston, take care of business at home and put this series behind you. Because if you mess around and somehow, some way end up losing this game, and you have to go back for a game seven – how do I trust you to win a championship against a team that has championship DNA like the Warriors? Doris Burke, who's on the coverage of ESPN Radio for the call tonight, she talked about the Celtics and their issues and how the Heat can maybe force a game seven.
It'll be because the Celtics turn the ball over and give up too many second chance opportunities, because this is a theme going back to the regular season. Miami is challenged in the half court in terms of scoring. There's no question about it. Now, you amplify that with the level of defense that Boston is playing. To me, when Boston does not turn the basketball over, and when they are doing their job, finding bodies, checking Miami off the glass, and not, you know, conceding the efficient second chance conversions that Miami is known for, to me, Boston is the better team. I know Miami finished up at the top. But to me, Boston has more options. They're better defensively. So the only way I see Miami walking out of the Boston Garden with a win is if Boston contributes to its own demise.
And they did that for the first half of Game 5. I mean, it took them turning it around in Game 5 in the second half and dominating because and also the Heat just looked like they were shot. So, you know, it's going to make it interesting tonight. Now, the Warriors win. They send Dallas home. Luka Doncic still played great. But, man, the Mavs have a lot of things that they got to look, you know, figure out going forward, because what you don't want to be is that flash in the pan, because the West, we know, is good. Like, they're going to be – everybody's going to be better next year, especially, hey, Denver's going to be healthy. Minnesota's coming. New Orleans is coming, whether or not they have Zion, right? Whatever happens with Zion, New Orleans already has showed you they're tough. Memphis is tough. The Lakers can't possibly have another horrific season. The Clippers have Kawhi coming back. At least you expect that. I mean, there's going to be a lot of tough teams to play. So the Mavs have some big decisions to make, and one of them is Jalen Brunson. Bart, watching him play in the playoffs,
yeah.
Now that's a name that's been connected to the Knicks, who need a point guard. And as you know, he's family. Leon Rose, William Wesley, they have known him, even Tom Thibodeau, they have known him his whole life. So for him, it would be a homecoming if he left Dallas and came here. There are a lot of people that think that he'd probably be better away from Luka because he has to play off the ball so much, and he's a guy that can easily get into the paint and score.
Yeah, but
have you watched him enough in this playoffs to think that he is a player the Knicks should try to get?
I mean, they've been looking for a point guard for I don't know how long.
Ever.
Somebody that can.
Forever.
We got R.J. Barrett coming down, being Scottie Pippen point forward. Mm-hmm. You know, and which isn't a bad thing. And sometimes to be able to run the break himself and set up the facilitate the offense to give his.
But you need a guy that can get into the paint and make things
exactly.
happen.
Yeah. And you know, he's shown a real knack. You know, these postseason, always being able to get to a spot. You know, nice little 15-foot jump shot, being able to get in the lane, break down the defense. You know, the question is, you know, will Mark Cuban allow him to leave? Because if he's looking at it from his standpoint,
well, you're going to give him $20 million. You're going to give Jalen Brunson $20 million for 4 years, and now it's going to eat up your cap.
Nobody can offer him more, though.
Is that the best fit?
I mean, for him, you're saying for him, and listening to Mark Cuban last night saying, "Hey, it's up to Brunson," and you know he's right. outplayed his contract, and mm-hmm. you know he's blossomed under the tutelage of Jason Kidd, who's one yes. of the best point guards ever. So you talk about career development. You're on a team that just went to the Western Conference Finals with a superstar. So mm-hmm. when you're not the best player on the team, then it's not you don't have to you don't bear the brunt of all the pressure. All the pressure is on Luka, and he knows that you know Tim Hardaway Jr. is coming back. So life should only get easier for him. Because he's going to be around better players. With the Knicks, it's question marks. He's going there to build something that's not a playoff team. So that's a real decision. You know, and understand, too, you know, Mark Cuban is a polarizing personality. You're in Dallas. So even if you get less money, it's the same amount because you don't have to pay the same amount of taxes.
Yeah, but you know, he's young enough as a player to know, like, opportunity to grow as a player and all
yeah.
that stuff.
And his big money's the next one, though. His big money is the next one.
Yeah.
So does he get that Van Fleet type of money if he balls yeah. out for another 4 years? And if he stays underneath Jason Kidd within the next three to four years, you don't see this team not being in contention for the next 3-4 years as long as Luka's there.
But if you're Dallas, don't you need to really focus your money on a big man? I mean, they were abused in the paint.
That's true.
It was exposed that they don't have a shot-blocking presence.
But what big man is available?
Mitchell Robinson.
You keep trying to sell Mitchell Robinson.
I'm not selling it. I'm telling you, like, you're looking at around the league.
That's a perfect fit.
You find people that are defensive players. What was exposed in this series with the Warriors is they had zero interior presence. None.
But when we talk to Posey, or who do we talk to? Did we talk to somebody before Posey? All the days run together for me.
They do.
But we were talking to Posey or whoever we were talking to.
Quentin Richardson?
Yeah, Quentin Richardson. Mm-hmm. We were talking about why Rudy Gobert would be a fit because he doesn't stretch the floor. He can't shoot. We got the same issues with Mitchell Robinson. That's
correct.
Why I asked him, was DeAndre Ayton the player that they need? And it's more about DeAndre Ayton and his ability mm-hmm. to shoot the 18-footer and be able to provide some offense away from the basket. That's more appealing than Mitchell Robinson, who's just going to clog up the lane and really can't shoot, you know, the ball from range.
Yeah. Well, look, it's going to be something to watch. And that's I'm always about that. Like, all right, so a team got this far. Where do they go from here? How do they take the next step? And what pieces? Because you sign the wrong guy or keep the wrong guy and it takes up your cap space. It can cost you. And then you're on that treadmill. So just wanted to put it out there for those who are wondering, where do the Mavericks go from here? All right. Coming up in just a few seconds, though. Baseball at the quarter point. Remember, you know, you get to Memorial Day weekend. This is when you really start turning your attention more and more as the playoffs now are thinning out. You're in your finals for the NBA. You're heading that way for the Stanley Cup playoffs as well. And now, of course, we're outside more watching baseball. Where are we at? Who do we trust? We'll get deeper into that after Bart tells us about O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Superstar batteries are designed for lasting, long-lasting performance and consistent starts. Right now, O'Reilly Auto Parts, get up to $15 gift card after mail-in rebate when you purchase select Superstar batteries. Get a Superstar battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today, and their professional parts people can help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Trust Superstar batteries for power, performance, and reliability exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We want you to tune into a National League East battle on Sunday. The Mets host the Phillies. Coverage of Sunday Night Baseball begins 6 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app, and 7 p.m. on ESPN. As we do every Friday, we bring in our good friend Michael Kay, who joins us right now. He's the voice of the Yankees on the YES Network. You see him on the K-Rod cast on Sunday Night Baseball, and you hear him on ESPN New York, 98.7 in New York City. Michael, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. How you doing?
All right. So the Yankees, they win yesterday. They beat the Rays. They seem like they, despite a lot of injuries they're going through right now, which we know through a long season it's going to happen, you know, they are getting through it. Not at the same pace they started the season, but still. 32-13 above the American League East. Is there any of that concern about while the, you know, this injury is starting to mount, which is always the concern about any team, but especially this one, or are they navigating it pretty well?
Well, so far they're navigating it. I mean, they took 2 out of 3 from the Orioles, which they should do, but those are really tough games. And then they took the first game against Tampa Bay. But Alan, these are serious injuries, especially to the bullpen. The bullpen's been the best part of their team, that and the rotation. And the bullpen is a shell of itself right now. No Chad Green, no Jonathan Loaisiga, and no Chapman now. Chad Green's not coming back because he's getting Tommy John surgery, so you won't see him until next year. Loaisiga wasn't pitching well anyway, and neither was Chapman. Right. So they've got to reconfigure this bullpen. They've got a lot of young arms in the minors. So guys like Clark Schmidt, Ron Marinaccio, they're going to have to step up. But, yeah, there's some concern, I mean, at least from me. But I don't think there's any great teams in the American League. So even with the injuries, I still think the Yankees and the Astros are the two best teams in the league.
When you talk about the injury to Giancarlo Stanton, you know, with these calves and big men, these things can be lingering. How much pressure does that put on Aaron Judge to kind of play almost every day? And, you know, will that be too much for him? You know, as we've seen sometimes, you know, overusage, being able to get the proper days off, trying to make up for these injuries out in the outfield.
I think it's going to be interesting over the next 3 days, guys. Because yesterday, Aaron Judge was originally the DH. And then Aaron Hicks had to get scratched because he had a tight hamstring. So Judge then played center. If they play him all 4 games here and on the turf, that's like really, you know, you're tempting fate a little bit. Mm-hmm. Now, the funny part is everybody, you know, we have a good time on our show calling West Roulette.
Yes.
But he's played all but 2 games so far. And, you know, he's been a rock. He's been an absolute rock. So if he just does what he's been doing, and, you know, they initially thought it was a calf injury with Stanton, which is really strange. And the next day they said, oh, by the way, it was an ankle. So that's a lot better than a calf injury, as you know, Bart, because calves take forever to come back.
Yeah.
So if it's an ankle injury, they expect him to be back, you know, maybe at 10 days. So that won't put too much of a stress. But they keep going down. I mean, Hicks yesterday, you still don't know about LeMahieu with his wrist. You've got Donaldson on the COVID IL as well. Gallo is 1 for his last 24. It's amazing that they have the best record in baseball. I give them a lot of credit, and I guess most of the credit has to go to their starting pitching.
You know what? Most of the credit should go to Aaron Boone, but I know how you callers feel about that one, right? So you bring up Josh Donaldson. They'll hate when I say that. I think Aaron Boone's doing a great job. I might call in and just fake my voice one day and just start giving Aaron Boone some flowers because it just – you need to change it
up.
Do
it. Do it.
But you mentioned Josh Donaldson. Now, again, out on the COVID, but just went through that stuff with Tim Anderson where he gets the one-game suspension, which he will appeal. Sometimes things like that – can affect the team. The Yankees were rolling, great mood around the team, and then something like that can happen and it can mess with a clubhouse. Has that had any impact at all to the mood or anything around the Yankees?
Well, it's hard to say right now because, you know, a day after he did it, he went into COVID protocol.
Right.
I just thought it was interesting that Aaron Judge, I thought, handled it, you know, pitch perfect.
Yes.
He did not defend him, but he didn't throw him under the bus either. He said that, listen, what he did, he shouldn't have done, shouldn't have invoked Jackie's name. And Aaron Boone said the same thing. I'm going to keep a close eye on it because it's going to be interesting because this guy was brought in to be a little bit of an irritant, and he's already been an irritant, and things were rolling until he had that altercation with Tim Anderson. So we'll see. I mean, you can really tick people off if they all of a sudden think that you're the right guy for the room, and the room has been one of the strengths of this team, guys. So I think it's still too early to tell. When he goes back into that clubhouse, we'll see if he has any effect, but I think there's a strong moral compass in the middle of that room with guys like Judge. I think they'll probably get through it.
Now, Michael, you said, you know, that you were surprised that, you know, with all the circumstances that the Yankees are where they're at with the best record in baseball. What's another team that surprised you, and, you know, is it sustainable?
The Twins surprised me a little bit, you know, because they had such a bad year last year, and you know, they're doing a pretty good job. On the back end, the surprise is that, you know, the Red Sox got off to such a bad start, but they've been playing better of late. So I don't think their bad start is sustainable, if that makes sense. So I think that they'll be up near the top, probably battling for a wild card. They might have buried themselves a little bit too much because the Yankees got off to such a hot start, but we've seen people come back from bigger deficits. The Blue Jays were a little bit of a surprise, but they've had injuries as well. They haven't been able to navigate them as well as the Yankees recently, but I think the Blue Jay lineup is very stout. They have good starting pitching. They have a pretty good bullpen. So I think they'll be there at the end as well. But I'd say the Minnesota Twins and probably the Angels on the plus side are the biggest surprises in the American League. Because the Angels, I don't think anybody really predicted them to be battling the Astros for the top of the West, but there they are.
You know, it's funny. Bart just led us into a little game I wanted to play, if you don't mind, if you play this game with us. We're talking with Michael Kay, the voice of the Yankees, of course, K-Rod Cast, as well on Sunday Night Baseball. It just like, you know, trust it or don't trust it, basically, your eyes. If you're just looking at, let's say, just looking at standing, let's start there. And you already talked about the Red Sox. So 10 games back in the division, do you trust it or don't trust it?
I trust that the Yankees could hold on to those 10 games, but I don't trust that the Red Sox are out of it. I think the Red Sox will still make a run at a wild card, unless they're so far back by the trade deadline that Hein Bloom just decides to unload potential free agents like Xander Bogaerts and J.D. Martinez.
All right, trust it or don't trust it, the Mets have a 7.5-game lead in their division.
Trust.
Why?
I think the culture is different. I think they have a great manager who's not going to let them collapse like past Met managers have. And I think they have talent. And the bottom line is, if they get through this month of June and they still have a decent lead and then they get back to Grom and Scherzer, those are the two best trade deadline acquisitions any team's going to make. So I trust that lead. I don't think the Phillies are good enough to come back. And I like the Braves, but the Braves just keep stutter-stepping. But I think that they will make a run, but I think the Mets will hold them off.
All right, trust it or don't trust it. Aaron Judge ahead of Mike Trout for MVP in the American League.
I trust it. I trust it. I'm not sure he could be ahead of Shohei Ohtani, but I think he could beat out. I think he could beat out Trout.
I would say both of those guys right now, right, leading the way. All right, trust it or don't trust it. Manny Machado has the MVP locked up.
If he keeps going at this pace, I trust it. He's an unbelievable player. He's very quietly been a really good free agent signing for the Padres. And, you know, a lot of people wonder, did they give him too many years? Did they give him too much money? I think they priced him just right. That guy's an outstanding player.
All right, last but not least, trust it or don't trust it. You have 7 teams right now playing 600 ball or better. Is the league top heavy right now? Do you trust it or don't trust it?
Trust it. It's top heavy. There's a lot of bad teams. A lot of teams that don't want to win aren't trying to win. And those teams that are above 600 winning percentages will continue to win against those bad teams. And, you know, the CBA, one of the big things about the CBA was to get through that and have people not tank. But then you have teams tanking like the Cincinnati Reds. And, you know, the Orioles are trying, you know, by bringing up Adley Rutschman. But there's still a lot of teams that, I mean, they're just out there to you know, just get through 162 and get a good draft pick.
All right, bonus one. Trust it or don't trust it. Uh-oh. Bart and I are going to shock the world and beat Key and Jay on Wednesday.
I do not trust it. I've been telling you this. I love you guys. I'm
shook up the world.
But you would shock the world. I think you would shock the world.
I'm a bad man.
So hurtful.
No, I lied to myself.
The voice of the Yankees, Michael Kay. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
But don't worry. I'm not the voice of the Knicks. I'm just the voice of the Yankees. So what do I know?
You know plenty, that's for sure. All the best, Michael.
Guy.
Thank you. Michael Kay again, the Yankee broadcaster, K-Rod Cast, and, of course, ESPN, 98.7 ESPN New York, the Michael Kay Show. Yeah, he doesn't know anything. He only knows that on June 7th. The next day, he knows I'll be in a lot of pain. One way or another, we're all going to be icing up. We're all going to be sitting in ice buckets.
For real. We'll be doing – we should do the show from, like, you know, Kevin Hart
we're
has
not,
the
wait, do we have to work the next day?
I don't know, man. I'm calling off. I don't know about you.
That's right. I mean, do we have to? Tomorrow, like the next day show will sound like this. It'll be like, Bart and Hod. Ow.
What?
Yeah, right. Bart will be sleeping. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Maybe we should go to four.
Nobody believes in us, though. Nobody.
Maybe we should go to four.
You think you're right, play to four. Like, you think Michael would have at least kind of just patronized us there? Did he have to keep it that real?
Yeah, he could have said, hey, man, if you guys shoot the three from a 60% clip, y'all got a shot at something.
Shoot the J.
Shoot it.
That
is right! No shot clock. We're going to go four quarters. to Keyshawn, pull a hamstring. Yeah. We're going to go four quarters.
We're just going to bore them to death. Nets are making their feelings pretty clear on the future of Kyrie Irving. Are the Pelicans making it clear about the future of Zion Williamson? And should there be a team to step in and give him some leverage? We'll discuss with your calls as well. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Freaky Friday.
What?
Bart and Hahn.
Did the party start?
We are presented by Progressive Insurance. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Yes. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com, you freaks.
What? The freaks
Ian
come
Bentley
out.
Had a very interesting... Off of the Kyrie Irving stuff out of the Daily News from earlier this week,
yeah,
Ian Begley followed up with some things as well as his own report on SNY. As you remember, the Daily News reported Wednesday the Nets would be unwilling to offer Kyrie Irving a long-term contract. And if he opts out and the Nets can't figure out to come up with a deal, that'll work because, you know, they'll probably go with, as I mentioned, a team option, team option, team option, team option. Like, all right, you want a four-year deal? There's going to be a one-year deal with three team options. I said that on Get Up yesterday, and Patrick Beverley said that would be disrespectful. Because he's so good a player.
Not when a dude's tapped out on you two times already.
Well, I mean, what's disrespectful is you've appeared in 49% of the games we've played in 3 years. You opted out of the bubble. You took 2 weeks off the second year for whatever. And then this year... Knowing, like, there's a rule to follow, everybody followed it, you're not going to follow it for whatever reason, and now we're without you for all of our home games up until March when you were bailed out because a bunch of baseball players were also going to be involved in this rule. So it's just, honestly, like, that's why it's a one-year deal and a whole bunch of team options. But Begley goes on to say that if the Nets can't come up with a deal that would work, there's opposing teams that he's talking to, obviously, you know, executives on other teams. And Begley's saying that they're saying they think they're going to explore a trade for Kyrie Irving.
Okay, go ahead. Depends on who you got.
I mean, you know, if you're the Lakers, if you're LeBron,
no.
After everything that Kyrie said about it,
no.
Do you see if... You're not sending Russell Westbrook there
you
because
me
KD,
Davis?
Will, be,
you
get, KD
you
get, will be like, hell
yeah,
no.
Yeah, you
right?
Give me Anthony Davis? You giving me Anthony Davis?
You're going to need something.
You better give me Anthony Davis. That's the only thing you got for me.
I'll
go Ben Simmons, Anthony Davis,
Kevin Durant. How about if you got a third team involved and then Russell Westbrook went to that third team and that third team was able to send something like of a supporting cast player?
Gilchrist, you going to give him back?
What was that? Who?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Shigilius.
Double D batteries.
Shigilius.
Shigilius?
Whatever his name is.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Man, that's too. First of all, why this dude got 18 syllables in one name?
Yeah, there's a lot going on there. It really is busy. Yeah. It's like Nikolai Habibulin. It was way too much to say.
Stop it. Do like the Africans do, shorten the name. it was James Hedibo, you know, who played his real name. James Ugegawowo, Uwawawa, Ibabikibubu. Like, why do they like just repeat it all the time? It's always Ubaba, boo boo boo. Like, yo, it's the same thing. How many Babas do you need?
That's Dikembe Mutombo's name. Dikembe's name is not Dikembe Mutombo.
Yes, they did
it's
that for
a whole lot of things that
us.
Rhyme with Mutombo before you finally get to the Mutombo part.
Exactly.
And then he came over here and just said, nah, just keep it simple.
Just call me Tumbo.
Keep it simple, Dikembe Mutombo. That'll work for me. Anyways, getting back to the story. I mean, if you're the Lakers, don't you have to?
I mean, you got to try anything because this is LeBron's legacy. And, you know, that ain't it.
Bruce Brown, Nick Claxton, you got some money to pay. You got some decisions to make. And you also got a Kevin Durant who's not getting any younger. And you're trying to win a championship with him while you have him.
Yeah.
And Kyrie's supposed to be the reason why he's there. Imagine this. You had Harden, you had Kyrie, and they're both gone. And you're KD now looking around going, I got Ben Simmons.
But if I got Anthony Davis.
No, you're not getting Anthony Davis.
Well, then you're not getting Kyrie. This comes down to who does LeBron love the most.
Get a third team involved.
But what you going to give me? That's only 10 players. It's maybe 10 players in this league that you can say is Kyrie worthy.
Ben Simmons can be a playmaker. We only remember him as the guy that didn't dunk the basketball in a playoff game. We forget the guy that was a terrific playmaker and a great defender.
This has nothing to do
Put
with
more
ben
shooting
Simmons.
Around him. You got this Joe has, Harris. No, you got no. Seth Curry. This has You've got Kevin no. Durant.
This has nothing to do with Ben Simmons. This is what I'm giving up.
I am not giving Kyrie a guaranteed contract. No, what I'm saying is the Pelicans aren't giving Zion a guaranteed contract.
What I'm saying is if I trade Kyrie Irving, it's a certain type of team, a player I need. I need a player, at worst, is a Donovan Mitchell type of player. At worst. You know how we always say Kirk Cousins were bad? I need at least Donovan Mitchell and above. So that means Jamal Murray. That means Jamal Murray. That means I need a Dame Lillard. It has
You'd
to be somebody
to give,
like that.
Yeah, but if you brought Utah into this deal and Donovan Mitchell, who does, you know, I mean, everybody thinks he wants out of there. I said yesterday Miami should try to make a deal because they've got pieces to offer. We all know the Knicks would love to get him, and I'm all for that as well. But Brooklyn, you know, if you get Utah involved and Lakers.
And I need Ingles.
He's not even there anymore.
He not?
No, he went to Portland. Jeez, he got hurt.
They
traded him away.
The same.
Thanks. We all look the same.
I'm just playing. I say white shooters.
Yeah.
Ingles, the guy from yesterday from
Golden
State.
What you just said is a lot more impactful on society than you can even imagine, but we'll move on from that. There's a lot of things to explore here, but the main piece of this is that it does sound like now, that's a second report now out of a, and again, Ian Begley, one of the most credible reporters in New York covering basketball. He's very credible. And it sounds like the Nets are not going to just give Kyrie what he wants, which is obviously going to be what they gave KD.
You can't.
A guaranteed extension. You can't. So if he doesn't agree to a deal on their terms, do they move on without him? And can they survive without him? I think they can. I mean, they have.
They pretty much survived without him before.
It's something to watch.
But I need a good player. I need a great player. I mean, he can go down and I'll take Jimmy Butler back.
That ain't happening.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not happening either. What about Victor Oladipo?
Hell no.
Were pushing Oladipo on my Knicks. And now,
for free.
So he's good enough for the Knicks, but he's not good enough in a deal like this. Really?
He's good enough for free, for
Give
money.
Cade, that's it. Cade Cunningham. I want Bol Bol and Cade Cunningham. That's who I want in response. And you
Allen,
will
Allen,
be forced now
you, now,
to
Allen,
like it.
Allen, now you're being disrespectful. Now you're being disrespectful Bol Bol.
You said, once I included Bol Bol, that's when you got mad?
Yeah, now you're being disrespectful. Cade Cunningham, whatever. Bol Bol, stop it.
Take Cade Cunningham, but you can't have Bol Bol. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your thoughts on this and more coming up. Also with Bart, can't wait to see in this Memorial Day weekend coming up. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Han.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dikembe Mutombo Mupando Mukaba Gene Jacques Wakaba.
Yep.
Stop it, man. Come on, man. I got a sore throat just saying all that damn shit.
Well, most important part is that he did shorten it so NBA announcers could handle it. I mean, I'll tell you, when Giannis came into the league, a lot of people were like, oh, God.
Yeah, they thought like, it was more I bet you got more to it. Does he have more to it?
Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's it.
No, that's some more. He lying to us. He didn't want to. He like put his whole middle name too. Oh, he, three middle names.
See, you Bart Scott. It's just done. That's it. It's very efficient.
Well, I got a middle name.
What's your middle name?
Edward.
I know. That's right. I knew this. Yeah, you have the bougiest name ever, Bartholomew Edward Scott the Third.
What's some great poupon?
What?
He's
black.
Right?
Cancel the invite.
You put it on your resume. Oh, wow. He sounds very intelligent. Bartholomew Edward Scott the Third. He's from the... Right. Is he from the Peoria Scots? Don't we know them?
Yeah, that's why you say. you know, Detroit is a French word. He's on his resume. It says Detroit. Is he from Detroit Alpines?
That's right. Yes. Then you show up. You just walk in the place.
I pull up the valet playing. She ain't up with a hooch, mama. Close thy doors.
Oh, my God. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Earlier in the show, I said something. We're talking about the Kyrie thing with Brooklyn and how the reports are that Brooklyn's really going hardline here, that they don't want to give him a full, a big contract, fully guaranteed. The Pelicans, according to Brian Windhorst, might not do the same thing with Zion Williamson. Is that they also own the Saints, and they might give him more of an NFL-style contract, which is incentive-laden and not fully guaranteed. And I said, if I'm Zion, I'm not signing that because I know that I could use the Knicks for leverage and say, I know these guys will give it to me. Mm. And RJ Barrett should be texting him saying the same thing. Don't you dare sign that.
Pits
come here.
Like, I give it to you.
Start an empire. You know, like that. Like, so the contract stuff this offseason is going to be real interesting. John Moran is going to be able to get $212 million. And if you're Memphis, you got to give it to him. What do they do with Jalen Brunson in Dallas? Do they really pay him or do they try to find more of an upgrade around Luka and use the cap space that way? So much going to happen in the NBA this offseason, and we're not even to the NBA Finals yet. More of your calls coming up. Bart and Han.
Bart and Han. In 5 days.
Alan Han and Bart Scott about to play Jay Will and Key in 2-on-2.
A broadcaster basketball showdown.
Did you just say that Keyshawn and Jay Will are playing Bart and Han in basketball?
They did say that.
All of our analysts that come on in and talk about this situation, here's the consistency.
Keyshawn and Jay Will.
I'm going to be winded. Jay Will is Michael Jordan 2.0.
Versus Bart and Han.
Bart Scott is going to break somebody's nose. Alan Han, just a guy with a jersey.
ESPN Radio, 2-on-2 Challenge.
Just a guy with a jersey. We'll see.
Give him the chump, man. Yeah, give him the chump.
Exactly. It's fine. I actually prefer it this way. I prefer to be underrated.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
It's Bart and Han, Alan Han, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Yes, this game will be played Wednesday. It will not be televised. I'm sure someone will be recording it.
It'll be live stream.
Yes. Yeah, so I don't know if it's going to be live anything. It shouldn't be. Honestly, it shouldn't.
It should be Instagram. It should be streamed live.
Nothing.
And people can comment on it, and they can call in what move they want us to do.
Right. The game will be over before you know it. It's gonna be quick.
Yeah, 10 minutes.
Canty and Carlin will be apparently doing some play-by-play stuff with it. So they'll put like a little bit of a, I don't know. They'll put something together. It'll be fun and whatever. We'll have a good time. But if you saw some of the videos that morning show has put out, I'm really worried for Key. Just leave it there. Really. More I'm worried because I want to make sure the jersey fits him.
Oh.
It starts there.
Are they elastic or are these those Russell? Because it's Russell. He gonna chafe. You know, the Russells with them big old holes that Russells have with East Bay. You know,
those old N1 jerseys.
Yeah. You know, them things rub a couple times, bro. You mess around and you get that little salt and pepper between your legs. Be burning. Oh. Got that little Chafe Nation.
Yeah, like spark something up, like wearing corduroys.
It's amazing how those.
Even worse, though, those jerseys, if you don't wear something underneath them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, marathon runners, all of a sudden you get like your nipples start bleeding.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to have to put on, like, those, what are those? The Band-Aid things, the pasties that you have
the
to,
pasties.
Like.
You got to put a pasty on there.
Otherwise, bleeding nipples. That should be their team nickname.
Or sports bra.
Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody. It's going to be horrible. I'm just letting you know. It's going to be horrible.
Basketball is my
But this weekend, as everybody's getting ready for the extra day, it's Memorial Day weekend. Of course, Memorial Day on Monday,
a good day
to reflect, of course, and think about all those who have given the ultimate sacrifice for our country, and we certainly should be doing that on Monday. But people also use it as a way just to get away, kick off the summer, and all those things. So with that, it is a great sports weekend, as it always is. And Bart, let us know what you can't wait to see. And Can't Wait is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Bart, let us know what you can't wait to see.
Oh, yeah. There is so much going on in sports this weekend.
Here comes Showtime with the hammer
for the win.
And Bart's got
Can't Wait.
Can't Wait on Bart and Hahn.
Listen,
what do you got for us?
I could start it and end it right there with the the death in the service of the Miami Heat. But I tell you what. That's not the thing that I'm most excited about. Even though I am excited about that, I want to see if the Heat have that championship pedigree. They have that pride. This is a team that put Boston out a couple years ago in the bubble with the tremendous Bam out of the bayou. He had his hand inside of the basket, and he kept it past the line, and he pushed it off from the heavens. Oh, man, that was a long time ago, and I just think this is time where the Boston Celtics – come of age and restake their claim as one of the most dominant teams in the East and a presence for a long time coming.
All right, so game six, that is tonight. Coverage begins at 8:00 Eastern on most ESPN radio stations. The game in Boston. And if the Heat somehow win game seven on Sunday, what else you got for us?
I tell you what, this has been the month, the season of boxing.
Yes.
And I love me a good grudge match. I love when somebody calls somebody out for 4 years and finally get the resume to back it up to be able to force a fight. Mandatory contender. And listen, I wasn't going to say nothing about this because they ain't give us no front row tickets.
Nope.
And they ain't pay us or tell us about promoting it. But I tell you what, Javonte Davis, Tank, 5 years ago, he got his first title in the Barclays. I was there. He's fighting this loudmouth kid that got swag galore. Rolando Romero. I can't even roll my R's. I don't know how to do it. Renee in here. Ronaldo Romero. Only in 17 fights.
Romero.
I believe 17 fights. He's become the number one contender, and he's telling Tank he's going to knock him out. He's been saying this for 4 years. He has a jiu-jitsu background, and he just started boxing at the age of 17. Tank is agitated. They both got power, speed, punching power. This is a pick-em fight because last fight that Tank had against the Pitbull, he hurt his hand. Let's see if that thing gonna stiffen up. Let's see if he goes to ask him, what did the five? No, what did the 10 fingers say to the face? Night, night, smack. Oh, I can't wait to see this one because they've been talking cash, money, stuff for so long. Shout out to my boy Brian Custer, who's been doing a tremendous job in documenting the entire ride to the fight.
Nice. Now, what about Saturday night? The Rangers trying to stay alive. Game six back at the Garden. It's going
to
be rocking against the Hurricanes. Hurricanes can't win on the road, can they? We shall see. Have a great weekend, everybody. All the best.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.